America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.
Hi, I'm Angela Peabody of Global Woman Peace Foundation, and I listen to America's Meditating Radio Show.
Do you like to meditate? Have you tried to meditate? Have you struggled with meditation? Why don't you visit one of the Brahma Kumaris Meditation Center? Visit brahmakumaris.org.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor?
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
I'm Ivy Hilton, and you are listening to America Meditating Radio Show.
A clear mind. Taking just a minute, I turn my attention inwards. I silently observe my thoughts. Each thought, a ripple on the surface of a lake. I gently remind myself, I am like that deep, tranquil lake. As my mind touches tranquility, I allow calmness to wash over me. Clearing the mind, returning me to my true peaceful nature, I allow peace to flow into my actions.
I've been unwell, strung out.
Welcome, everyone, to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. We're broadcasting from the Meditation Museum in Tyson's Corner, number 2. How many states are there in the United States? Will we be able to accomplish museums in all states? Well, who knows? We're going to definitely attempt to raise the bar of excellence here. Well, COP21 is over, and I hope you had a chance to visit the latest article released by HuffPost by yours truly, Sister Jenna. On climate change or consciousness, could you please take a few minutes and just briefly read that through? Tell me what you think. Tell me what your thoughts or ideas are, and if we're on the right track. And perhaps what can we do together to collaborate in shifting the vibrations, the atmosphere, the whole energy in the world. I was at this massive gala in D.C. on climate with Senator Boxer last week. And we explored, you know, the importance of what's going on and environmentally. And one of the things that continuously comes up in my mind is, what are you thinking and what are you feeling? And are you emanating the vibrations of peace whilst you're in action? It's sort of like, if I am not peaceful with myself, am I really able to create peace on the planet? Sort of like being on a diet and having a Diet Coke and chocolate cake. It's sort of confusing or maybe quite contradictory. And even though we are trying and we're making effort, what I'm doing to myself as well as to all of you who's listening on the air, please let us invite ourselves to raising the bar of effort and awareness for our own nature and for the nature that surrounds us with the five elements. So please, go to the HuffPost, Google Sister Jen on HuffPost, and tell me what you think. Pass on the article. I really think it's timely, and I really think it's important. We attended India Ari's concert last night at the Howard Theater, and Sister Jenna screamed. Poor Antonio sat there going, oh my gosh, oh my God, where's her dignity? Trust me, I was screaming very peacefully. It was so wonderful, everyone. I have to tell you, please go to India's website, just Google India Ari and find out where she's traveling on her Songversation tour, and please go to that concert. It not only raised the bar of just thinking out of love and beauty and power, but there was humor, there was a naturalness about the way she engaged the audience, and she celebrated the holidays with us, and it was by far, and I've been to a lot of concerts, please forgive me to all of my friends who I went to yours and I'm now putting you second on the list, but I have to tell you, India's concert was spectacular. It was so simple. The performers were so powerful. The music was incredible. And her goodness and her purity and Simpson, her mother, just beautiful. She's going to be in Baltimore, I know, on December 18th, and I'm actually thinking of changing my schedule to see if I could sneak in again. But please go and visit India. I think going to her concert is supporting good in the media, and it's supporting a good narrative in our world. And I really, really want us to support her. The America Meditating Radio is really proud to welcome Richard Gold and Yuval Ron. When pioneering integrative health practitioner Richard Gold had a chance encounter while teaching at the iconic retreat center Esalen Institute with world-renowned composer and performer Yuval Ron, they had no idea it would turn into the formation of a leading sound healing music company called Metta Mindfulness Music, known as MMM. Their fortuitous meeting has resulted in profound collaborations for healing body, mind, and soul via the power of music, sound, and sacred chants. Now, Dr. Gold is the Metta Mindfulness Music president and executive producer, and he is a licensed acupuncturist and holds a doctorate in psychology. In recent years, Dr. Gold has studied neuroscience and evolving understanding of the effects of sound and meditation on the brain. Now, Yuval is the Metta Mindfulness Music artistic director, composer and record producer, and he's world-renowned and a composer, educator, and peace activist and record producer. Among his many honors, he composed the music for the Oscar-winning film West Bank Story, was invited to perform for the Dalai Lama, and has collaborated with many others. Today, we're very, very privileged to welcome these two very talented artists on the America Meditating Radio Show, and I want to give you a big, big Om Shanti and a big, big welcome to the air today, my brothers.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you so much for that beautiful welcoming.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You guys are doing so much good. And I was just sharing on the show earlier, I just released a new article in HuffPost on climate change. And I think that your music adds to that. You see, a lot of folks are not discussing the consciousness and the vibrational frequency that's going into matter that's really can either contribute to the upkeep or the resilience of our nature, or it can actually destroy it. And so I think your music is definitely working towards helping that. I'd like to get into the conversation with both of you, if you don't mind. I understand that the two of you met at the Esalen Institute, and your meeting somehow turned into, you know, this whole formation of leading sound and healing music through a company. Could you share with our listeners a little bit more about how that's been unfolding and the mission of Metta Mindfulness Music?
Certainly. You're exactly right. We were both teaching at Esalen Institute. We were teaching separate courses, but the nature of Esalen actually helps bring people together, and that's what happened to us. And even as there was a brief encounter, something sparked in both of us that we pursued a further conversation. I have been in clinical practice for over 35 years and have used music in my healing work, but over the years I realized that the music it was comfortable, but it was enhancing. And something you just said, Sister Jenna, which is I really think music can be purposeful, sound can be purposeful, and it can actually help raise our consciousness. It actually can help facilitate meditation. And mm-hmm. So when I met Yuval, and he was actually there teaching a course in sound and neuroscience, it was just a coming together and a marriage of creative minds and on purpose. There wasn't that much we needed to explain to each other. We just needed to get busy and get to work.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. And Yvonne, you want to share a little bit about your experience?
Yes. First, I'd like to comment about something that you made a connection between the work that people are doing and that you are encouraging people to do
mm-hmm.
to deal with the climate change, with healing the
mm-hmm.
earth. And I believe that our music is made to help people heal themselves. The sound
mm-hmm.
vibrations of our music creates harmony and balance different elements within the listener. And so the first step to healing our world is to heal ourselves. Gandhi mentioned that, you know, he said, first work on the peace within yourself, then you work on peace in the world. So you start.
Right.
And I think that sound indeed is very, very powerful. It's an element that we cannot resist. If you say to yourself, I do not want to relax, I do not want to become, and you really fight it, if you put that person in an environment with a very slow, meditative, contemplative music that was created to pulse, to have a very slow pulse, then the person's heartbeat will slow down. The brain waves will modulate to a slower brain waves. And that is something that we humans and animals share. And that has been found in many studies, is that when you subject humans and animals to different kinds of music that have very different pulses and musical
mm-hmm.
beats, we as humans and animals synchronize ourselves. Without us wanting, we just naturally synchronize ourselves to the sound around us.
And what I think our project added to that is to use have beautiful original music. There's many sound things available that have pulsing, and they're very effective and wonderful. Often they have to be used through headphones. But our music is composed by a master composer, performed by master musicians playing acoustic instrument. It's not electronically or computer generated. And
right.
Beautiful music. So if a person's sensitive to music and loves beautiful music, a lot of the ambient music designed to affect a meditative consciousness, it's not lasting because it's not appealing musically. What we've done is brought something musically appealing and just absolutely beautiful music to this field so that simultaneously you can be enjoying a musical theme and the physiologic and neurological changes occur simultaneously.
Thanks for sharing that, Dr. Golden, Yuval, because I'm a lover of music. But I must confess that you will catch me in the little America Meditating Mini blasting to Adele's latest song called Hello. And
you cannot smile listening to that song.
And I have to think, you know, am I creating any sort of a detriment to the atmosphere? And as much as I hear the words and I know it's vibrating sorrow, I have to tell you, and this might be a little bit strange to all of my listeners, I don't always take everything on face value. What I tune into what Adele's been doing is, how is she able to enter the capacity of that area in her soul to expand at that level? The reason why I'm saying that is that her music is able to expand a vibration of sorrow in millions of minds. Now, your music, when you go in and you tap into that place and you're using real instruments and a real level of conscious space that you're in, please tell our audience, what does that feel like inside of you? And what's been some of the experience that you have witnessed in the minds of others as you see their faces or you hear their stories?
Well, I've seen in my clinical practice where we play the music, and I do want to mention, our music is a combination of modern neuroscience and ancient wisdom traditions. Our first two productions, one is based on the wisdom of Chinese medicine and the second on Ayurvedic medicine of India. And what I've seen clinically is patients will come in and we'll be talking and all of a sudden they'll hear the music coming in. I can see their breathing. I can see and feel their breathing change. I can see the lines of their face softens. I can see the tension in their shoulders begin to melt. There's actually these perceptible physiologic changes. Now, they are coming to me as a Chinese medical practitioner and acupuncturist for healing, and so that the environment is a conducive to that, but the music enriches it and it takes it to a much, much deeper level. And it's perceptible. You can see the changes. And for myself, working in that environment and hearing the music, it's like waves of joy filtering through me, or how you feel when you stand next to a waterfall or you see a beautiful sunset. It actually creates a somatic and psychological and physiologic effect.
Lovely. And Yuval?
Yes, I would like to add that I've seen this music working to enhance and deepen the practices of yoga and tai chi and qigong. People are sleeping better using this music. We've seen children and adults that using this music about an hour before they go to sleep, and some even loop it and sleep with the music throughout the whole night. And children who had nightmares often have reduced the rate of having nightmares to 90% down from where they were.
Beautiful.
So this work, it even works for any meditative and slow activity, even painting or creative writing. Some people meditate to it, some people paint to it. Great for chiropractors, for massage therapists, and for meditation.
Do you have any plans in getting your music to Donald Trump? I just think it would be so.
I just think it would be so helpful.
Yeah.
I think it could be a very healing environment, because here's what I would speculate. The world of Donald Trump is, he's subjected to enormous amount of news channels, and he probably listened to very aggressive music, you know, that have a very aggressive beat. And that shapes his environment, and that affects him. You know, if you would subject him to a calming and compassionate music, that will arouse different things out of him. You know, as I mentioned, he's human, and we humans cannot resist sound, because sound penetrates our bones and our tissues and our minds. So sound is a very powerful tool. You cannot resist it. You can resist words. If you go into conversation with somebody you disagree, they can resist your words. But if you sneak in a very calming, peaceful sound into the room, that will slowly take effect on them without them even knowing it. But it will work on them.
Something you said, Sister Jenna, about Trump made me think more about Trump Tower and his buildings, and how in this country we created elevator music, which is more mind-dumbing music, and it doesn't facilitate breathing, it doesn't facilitate communication. And it comes back to my point, and something you mentioned earlier also, is if we use music purposefully and sound purposefully, we can actually create a positiveness in our world. And I really think even those moments when we're stuck on elevators, if something's coming through that would actually facilitate our deepening humanity and our love of each other and our love of our planet, we could see positive benefit.
It's so important, Dr. Gold. Well, congratulations. You all have done 4 new CDs, and you're calling them Healing Sounds. And I think the main purpose for their production was for sort of therapeutic results. And tell our listeners, yeah, tell us about the healing sounds, like how, what can we expect, and what was the genesis behind establishing 4 CD sets of just healing sounds?
Well, the 4th CD set followed a set of 7 CDs, actually. I'll mention the most recent one, which was just released in November. It's based on what's known as the doshas of Ayurvedic medicine. The doshas are the 3 primary life energy forces known as Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. All human beings have these, but we have them in different balances. And the nature of those and the balance between them and the harmony will determine a person's state of mind and health. And so each of the major doshas has its own 60-minute CD, which includes a musical theme. We actually embedded in it healing breath or elemental breathing. And so each of the doshas has that hour-long piece. And then the 4th CD of the set is a compilation where a person could get that one and listen to 10 minutes of Vata, Pitta, and Kapha, and then we repeat 10 minutes, and in those next 10 minutes, besides just the beautiful theme and the pacing of that, we've actually embedded brain entrainment beats, which will take the brain and the physiology of the person to even a deeper level. So those are very specifically for meditation or facilitating calmness. They all do that, but the ones with the brain entrainment go even deeper. And then our first production, Ancient Wisdom and Modern Sounds, is based on Chinese medicine, the 5 elements of Chinese medicine, so we have a CD for each of those: wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. And then in Chinese medicine, there's an important concept known as the San Jiao, or the triple warmer, which is what integrates the other energies. So we have a separate disc of for San Jiao triple warmer, which actually is also the fire element, but it functions to integrate the other vibrational energies in the body. So we have each of those 6 healing sounds has its own. Those are 45-minute CDs, and then the compilation is 10 minutes of each, and then that's an hour CD.
Nice. Now, where could our listeners get copies of the CD for sale?
Well, it's available all over the Internet. The main company we like to work with is called CD Baby, because they support independent artists. And your listeners would search under the name Yuval, Yuval Ron, Ron. It's also on Amazon. Our work's also on iTunes. You can hear it on various Internet radio channels. We've actually uploaded all of our music to YouTube now, and you would search under Meta Mindfulness Music.
Oh, great. Now, do you have any plans to do any concerts or performances? Are there any plans to take this music to areas like the Middle East and areas that are really thirsty for getting into the original nature of the soul and connect with their peace?
You going to talk to that, Yuval?
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. Our music is currently playing in all over the world, from New Zealand to Barcelona, Spain, to Canada, to Israel. People are listening to it and meditating to it all over the globe. I do peace mission tours, bringing music to troubled areas, and I've done 2 in Israel and Palestine, and I went to Korea,
right,
to the border of North Korea and South Korea. The South Korean government brought me in 2005 to give a concert for peace on the border in the demilitarized zone, and that's part of my work.
Right.
And I would be very interested to do more of that in troubled areas around the world and use music in workshops and seminars, and that is exactly what we are intending to do.
Right here in our own backyard in America, I think we're definitely thirsting for raising that vibration. Just to interject a little bit, the University of Texas, a few students decided to reenact the shooting that took place in San Bernardino, and what their point that they were making was that believe in gun rights and that more people need to have guns so that they can protect the country. And I got so spiritually peeved a little bit on that. I said, how could that be possible? So far, we've not heard one good man with a gun that stopped those individuals in letting out their frustrations and taking the lives of so many. And so the why I'm making this point to you is that I would really like us to collaborate at some point in the future to keep looking out for these areas or stories or pockets within our own backyard where our own people within our own nation are really thirsting to feel and experience what peace really is for them so that we can start to amplify a more nonviolent America. And I would love to hear what your thoughts are on the comments that I just made.
Oh, I think it's so true. We need to be spreading peace. We need to be spreading love. It has to be purposeful also. Yuval does tour. He's actually leading a tour to India this winter and actually it's going to be focused more on the Sufi Muslim within the Hindu country. Now in our own country, we have to come together. We have to be purposely coming together because the crises we face are so huge and so existentially challenging that if we don't unite, we have a chance of cracking apart. And as you've also mentioned, sound has a way of permeating across class, across race, across everything, and it has the potential to unite us as a people, and it's absolutely essential.
Yes.
I'd
like to add that, the Dalai Lama said that the world would be a different world if every 8-year-old child meditates every day. If every child in every country, in every city, is being taught from the age of 8 to meditate every day. And that's an incredible project. But I think that we could do it one step at a time. And I see Thich Nhat Hanh putting out books for children, teaching children how to meditate. And some children that I know using those books, they're very clever books that were made for children, introducing them how to meditate and using stones and pebbles and a very clever technique that Thich Nhat Hanh came up with. And I think that music has a big role to play because music can engage people that have hard time meditating. It's actually one of the most wonderful pathways into meditation is to use music and to focus the mind on the sound. It's much easier for people to start meditating, focusing on sound, rather than meditating in complete silence. Once you are an experienced meditator, you can let go of, and it's actually advisable to practice separation from the music at that point. To not to be attached and dependent on the music. But until you're an advanced meditator, it's a great way to meditate with sound. And you simply focus your mind on the sound. And each time your mind drifts, you say to yourself, I'll think about you later, whatever the thought is. I'll get back to you later. And let me go back to focusing on the sound and on my breath. And so the sound is a great tool. And the music that we created is specifically made for contemplative, mindful practice.
And I think it's important to recognize that meditation supersedes and all religion and actually can unite all people. That it's not East or West. It's just it's a nature. Our brain seeks meditation is what I would say. It seeks quiet.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Gold, you're on the money. And Yuval, I want to thank you for both of you for the work that you're doing. I think this method of integrating music into the process of peace, not only for ourselves but our world, is extremely essential. And if you ever come to D.C., let us know so we can do something and definitely keep amplifying that vibrations here. Hey, I'm all alone. I need some help. So I'll definitely need your brotherly love and care. Before I let you go, please leave me with your favorite life quote that you're living by and a website that our listeners can get a hold of you.
Well, we're at www.metamindfulnessmusic.com. And the quote I'd like to leave you is from Johann Goethe, which is, "Music is liquid architecture, and architecture is frozen music."
Wow, powerful. Yuval?
Yeah, I would like to share a famous quote by Albert Einstein, who said, "Peace cannot be achieved by force. Peace can be achieved only through understanding."
Wow, beautiful. Dr. Ron Gold and Yuval Ron, thank you so much for joining us on the America Meditating Radio, and lots of
honor to be
healing.
With so
thank
much.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Okay, take
bye.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So music and sounds, they can help us. Even if we can't maneuver it just by ourselves, get one of their CDs. What are you waiting for? It's such a powerful way of feeling a lot better about yourself. And so please see what you can do to support that. Until we become peaceful people, it's very hard for us to even imagine what a peaceful world will look like. I hope you've enjoyed our conversation with Dr. Gold and Yuval. And for more information, do contact or visit our website at americameditating.org for further information on the interview. Download our free app, Pause for Peace, and listen to archived shows 24/7, 7 days a week. Can you imagine? You can get to hear this. Sometimes I just fall asleep listening to the show, and I have to tell you, I was talking to a few friends that, you know, we're doing this with so much love and just purely, and I told them, you know, I think I might need some professionalism, I might need somebody to train me how to do this and stuff. Do you know what everyone's been telling me, my friends? They were saying, Sister Jenna, no, just leave it as it is, it's real, it's raw. We're not accustomed to getting things that are not so manipulated all the time. Let us go back to the days of the old and yet be so fresh in the content that offers that we offer on the show. So I hope it's all been okay for you. And of course, we would love that you continue to follow us. I had a thought while I was laying down this morning, and I said, you know what I would want for Christmas? I would want for all of our friends to follow the America Meditating Radio, follow the America Meditate tweet and Facebook and HuffPost, and download the free app. Why do I want it? Not because I want a whole bunch of numbers so people can be up in my business, but I wanted it because I thought that what's happening here is a good thing and in contributing to a better world. And so I leave that with you to percolate on and to nurture. And we want to thank you for all the good that you do, whether it's very amplified or very quiet, but do know that it's definitely making the world a better place. Lots of love and gratitude around the holiday seasons, my friend. And we're going to end the show with Kristen Hoffman, whose track is entitled Love and Gratitude. Take care. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we are here to love each other the same. Take care.
Love and gratitude go. There's nothing more.